This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. President, Vice President Joe Biden was at center stage Thursday on the second night of Democratic presidential debates on the NBC network. Biden once again said he is the better alternative than President Trump, and he used tax cuts as an example.
Look, Donald Trump has put us in a horrible situation. We do have enormous tax cuts for the wealthy.
U.S. Senator Kamala Harris outlined some of her priorities if she were president and why she is a better alternative than the president.
Look, Donald Trump has put us...
Biden currently leads Democratic voter preference surveys for the party's presidential nomination, but he was facing some of his biggest rivals before a live audience in Miami, Florida, with millions watching on national television. President Trump has a full day of meetings with foreign leaders at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, Friday. The president met with his host, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. And Mr. Trump thanked the Japanese Premier Putin and the Brazil President Jair Bolsonaro. Trump has meetings Saturday with the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, China's President Xi Jinping, and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The U.S. Senate on Thursday approved a massive yearly authorization for America's armed forces that includes a new round of sanctions against North Korea and comes amid some debate on President Trump's latitude to take military action against Iran. The vote was 86-8. This is VOA News. A court ruling to block a citizenship question on next year's census, at least for now. Mr. Trump said he has asked his lawyers if there is a way to delay the count. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The vote was 5-4, with Chief Justice John Roberts joining the four liberals in voting against the question. The high court describes the administration's reason for wanting to add the question as more of a distraction than an explanation. It's unclear whether the administration will have time to provide a more detailed account. Census forms are supposed to begin printing next week. Census Bureau experts predict millions of Hispanics and immigrants would not be counted if the census asks everyone if he or she is an American citizen. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The House of Representatives has voted 305 to 102 to approve a $4.6 billion Senate bill that would provide additional emergency aid at the U.S.-Mexico border. AP's Tim McGuire has details.
The House passed the Senate's $4.6 billion measure to provide funding for agencies providing care for tens of thousands of migrants along the border with Mexico. Before the vote, Speaker Nancy Pelosi promised she and other Democrats will continue the fight against the Trump administration's immigration policies.
It will be the battle cry as how we go forward to protect children.
Earlier, Texas Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar noted that the photo of a father and his toddler daughter who drowned in the Rio Grande represents
tens of thousands of migrants who have died as they have tried to build a better life for themselves.
President Trump has promised to sign the bill. Tim McGuire, Washington.
When the state of North Carolina drew its most recent political map, state leaders split the historically black university in Greensboro into two congressional districts that critics say diluted the voting power of African Americans on campus. Lawmakers defended it as a partisan gerrymandering, a tactic that the U.S. Supreme Court refused to block on Thursday. But opponents cite it as a classic example where political gerrymandering can have racial consequences throughout the country. Experts and advocates say that the court's decision to stay out of partisan gerrymandering decisions with its ruling on Thursday may make it more difficult to suit out and remedy illegal political line drawing meant to diminish the voting power of minorities in the United States. Dividing voters by race is still illegal in the United States and can be banned by the federal courts, but the high court decided it could not rule on cases where lawmakers divvy up voters by party to give themselves advantages during elections. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA 1.